May it please the court, Matthew Bergman, appearing on behalf of Ms. Hoffeber, who is with us in court today. With the court's permission, I would like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal and confine my oral remarks to the issue of specific jurisdiction.
What about general jurisdiction?
I believe that issue was addressed in our briefs, and given the limited time, I'd like to confine my remarks to specific jurisdiction.
Okay.
70 years ago, our Supreme Court considered the very long-arm statute at issue in this case today. The court, and that was an international shoe. The court rejected a mechanistic approach to personal jurisdiction and instead held that the 14th Amendment is satisfied when the defendant undertakes significant contacts in the forum state, an assertion of jurisdiction in Washington does not offend traditional notions of fair play and substantial justice. The issue before this court is whether fair play and substantial justice requires a 40-year Washington resident who is suffering from a terminal disease, who had difficulty even making it to court here today, is required to go to South Dakota to litigate a claim involving identical products that Georgia-Pacific actively marketed to Washington consumers and were available in virtually every hardware store in Washington state. As the Supreme Court held in Croce, the essence of due process is fairness of the parties. We would ask this court whether it is fair to require Ms. Hoffeber to go to litigate a claim in South Dakota where Georgia-Pacific has
you
on hundreds of
the,
occasions litigated the same claim in Washington.
The fairness of the parties. The case, fairly recent case from the United States Supreme Court on specific jurisdiction, I believe, is the J. McIntyre case.
Indeed it is, Judge.
And it's my understanding of that case that the mistake that the New Jersey Supreme Court made, at least in the view of the United States Supreme Court, was by trying to make the due process test come down to fair play and substantial justice. And they were at pains to say that the key thing are the contacts of the defendant with the jurisdiction in which the case is sought to be filed.
There's a three-part test, Judge.
I understand that there is, and certainly fair play and substantial justice is part of it, but it's not the only part.
No, it is not, Judge.
And that's why they didn't want to affirm what the New Jersey Supreme Court did. The New Jersey Supreme Court had wanted to say, you know, global commerce, people are everywhere, you know, one place is as good as another.
Of course.
And that's not our test.
And the test, that's part of the test, but it's not the entirety of the test, as this court held in Nall. The additional issue is whether the cause of action arises out of or relates to the defendant's contacts in the forum state. There's no dispute, I don't believe here, that Georgia-Pacific's contact in Washington were not isolated, random, attenuated, or anomalous. Nor does Georgia-Pacific even attempt to argue that it is unfair to litigate in this case. This issue of specific jurisdiction comes down to whether the cause of action that Ms. Hoffeber asserted in King County arises out of or relates to Georgia-Pacific's contacts in Washington State.
Okay.
And
in terms of the statute, are you saying that it arises out of the transaction of business, or are you saying that it arises out of the commission of a tort?
Your Honor, we would suggest that it relates to Georgia Pacific.
Relates to isn't what the statute says. The statute says arising from.
I understand.
With regard to the statute's language.
With regard to the statutory reaction,
it
yes.
Arises from the commission of a tort or the doing of any business.
It arises out of the transaction of business in the state of Washington. That business was identical to the business that was conducted in South Dakota, namely the preparation and sale and marketing of toxic asbestos-containing materials. In Nall, this court recognized that Justice Breyer's language in J.D. McIntyre regarding the regular flow and something more was to be interpreted in the disjunctive, that they are two independent and separate bases on which jurisdiction can constitutionally lie. And here, we're suggesting that related to provides a separate and independent basis on which jurisdiction can be held. And clearly, insofar as the asbestos products at issue in this case were identical to those that were manufactured and sold in Washington and
well, how does that make it related to, except in the most general sense possible, you know, they're the same thing, but
it's the same conduct, and as you held a null, Judge, Specifically with respect to the known hazards of asbestos materials, it is foreseeable that with a disease with a 30, 40, 50-year latency, an individual exposed in South Dakota, or given the mobile nature of society, would move to a state such as Washington or some other place and be manifested by this disease.
It seems like that would make it more like worldwide Volkswagen.
Well, and I think that's true. And what the court held in Worldwide Volkswagen is that jurisdiction can lie in one of the states where the product was manufactured and sold, and Washington is one of those states. Oklahoma was not, which discusses the folding. This case is clearly controlled by the Supreme Court's prior ruling in Croce. And Croce, the Georgia-Pacific would like to throw Croce into the waste bin, but Croce was not a general jurisdiction case per se. It was decided before Helicopteros articulated that distinction. And as the controlling legal authority, this court should look for a way to harmonize the holding in Croce with subsequent legal authority. This court can do so because the language in Croce presages the discussion in Shute regarding related to jurisdiction. In Croce, the Supreme Court specifically held that even though the accident involved an automobile in California, the fact that the defendant actively marketed identical products in Washington State was sufficient to satisfy due process, not under general jurisdiction, because there's nothing in Croce that refers to jurisdiction, but rather under traditional notions of justice and fair play and substantial justice.
Now, if we look at the Shute test, what's your argument related to but-for?
The Shute test and this court in Null and this court in LG has articulated two bases, arise from or relate to. And Shute, the but-for test does not refer...
LG Electronics was dealing with a different statute. It was dealing with the Consumer Protection Act long-arm statute.
Yes, Judge.
Okay, well, we can talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, but yeah, just briefly, though, with respect to Croce.
Do you want to go into your rebuttal?
I would, very briefly, if you would, Judge. With respect to Croce, before this court relegates Croce to the dustbin of constitutional oblivion, it should seek a way to harmonize the controlling holding in Croce with contemporary jurisprudence, which I believe it can by application of the related to analysis. I believe that was presaged. Thank you.
Thank you. Counsel.
May it please the court, I'm Richard Schneider from King & Spalding in Atlanta, and I appreciate the court allowing me to appear pro hoc today to argue this case. Plaintiff's counsel is focused on the issue of specific jurisdiction, and because nothing in this case arises out of any action by the defendant in the state of Washington, and because it is not related to any action by the defendant in the state of Washington, the state of Washington does not have specific jurisdiction over a case that arose in South Dakota.
Well, we've just heard the argument that it is related because you manufactured the exact same products or sold the exact same products in Washington that were sold in South Dakota. What's your response to that argument?
Well, similar conduct or even identical conduct does not make it related, and that's established by the Goodyear Tire Company case versus Brown, handed down in 2011, written by Justice Ginsburg. In that case, the court was dealing with the question of whether or not the mere sale of product in North Carolina, and it says tens of thousands of the same product were sold in North Carolina, whether that gives the state of North Carolina either specific or general jurisdiction. And the court said very specifically, this question is not left open by the court. The court says, even regularly occurring sales of a product in a state do not justify the exercise of jurisdiction over a claim unrelated to those sales. That's footnote 6 of the Goodyear opinion. So that precisely answers the question. That says that the mere fact that you sell the same product in the state doesn't satisfy the related to test, nor does the rationale underlying due process jurisdiction.
Was that analyzing a claim of general jurisdiction or a claim of specific jurisdiction?
Both claims were analyzed in the Goodyear decision.
No, the quotation that you just read, that was dealing with its general jurisdiction analysis, wasn't it?
That quotation, I believe, was addressing the question of both general and specific jurisdiction. And, in fact, the court said at page 929, under the sprawling view of general jurisdiction, you're correct, Your Honor, urged by respondents and embraced by the North Carolina Court of Appeals, any substantial manufacturer or seller of goods would be amenable to suit on any claim for relief wherever its products are distributed.
Yeah, but that's not going to help us with specific jurisdiction. I mean, again, that's general.
Well, there are two categories.
They have two different tests.
There are two categories of jurisdiction. Obviously, general jurisdiction is for when you are at home in a state.
Yeah, we know.
And you know that's for any contact that's unrelated. It doesn't involve some action by the defendant in the state. In order for specific jurisdiction to apply, there must be action by the defendant in the state that's connected to the cause of action.
What is the difference? What is the different meaning as between arising out of and related to? What is an example of related to that doesn't mean arising out of?
I think that was tested in the Shute case, for example. For example, if this action involved a product made in Washington and the injury was caused by that product, that would be an action arising out of some event that happened in the state of Washington. Related to, by contrast, is like the Schutte example, where there was no conduct in Washington that caused the accident aboard the ship, but the ship company or the Carnival Cruise Company had advertised in Washington such that on a but-for chain of causal connection, you could say that if they had never advertised in Washington, the accident that took place on the ship would never have happened. So that was, in effect, related to.
So you're interjecting some kind of causality notion into this analysis.
And that's,
but, I mean, isn't that just the same thing as it arose out of their efforts to market the product in that particular state?
What's important under both arising out of and related to is that there's some action by the defendant in the state of Washington or directed at the state of Washington that's tied to the transaction.
That's tied to the transaction, but let's just start with the first part of it. I mean, there was action in the state of Washington. The same products were sold in the state of Washington, apparently as part of a widespread marketing scheme by Georgia-Pacific to sell this particular product as widely as possible. And so having done that, you know, and availing itself of the protection and the laws of all of the states in which it was marketing and selling this product, why isn't that enough to say that the defendant's actions relate to the state of Washington? I mean, you're saying, yeah, but it didn't bother the didn't affect this product that was sold in the state of Washington didn't hurt the plaintiff. But there you're looking at what happened to the plaintiff as opposed to the contacts of the defendant.
Yes, there must be contacts with the defendant in the state of Washington that are tied to the episode in suit. Reading again from Justice Ginsburg in Goodyear Dunlop Tires versus Brown directly answers, I think, your question, Your Honor. Page 919. Because the episode in suit, the bus accident, occurred in France, and the tire alleged to have caused the accident was manufactured and sold abroad, North Carolina courts lacked specific jurisdiction to adjudicate the controversy. Here, the exposure took place in South Dakota.
Well, were any of those products in the Goodyear case sold and marketed in North Carolina?
Yes, they said that there were tens of thousands, but out of millions, of products sold there. But they said the mere fact that you sell the product, even the same product, is not a basis for either general or specific jurisdiction. And the rationale of the Due Process Clause.
And so in that case, did they zero in on the words related to as opposed to arising out of?
They didn't focus on that specifically, but what they clearly said was.
Is there any case that does?
Case of, I think, Schutte addresses that issue to a certain extent for Washington. But there, what they find related to is an actual action by the defendant in the state of Washington connected to the case. There's got to be a...
Well, you've got that, as Judge Becker pointed out. You've got the same product sold in Washington that is connected to the case.
Well, the same product is sold in Washington, but there's no action by the defendant in the state of Washington that is connected to the episode in suit. If Georgia-Pacific never came to Washington at all, if Georgia-Pacific never sold a single product in Washington, if Georgia-Pacific did absolutely nothing in Washington, the same event would have taken place. That means you do not have specific jurisdiction. And let's look
it's a but-for test that you're making part of this.
Either arising out of or but-for. It has to be connected to an actual action by Georgia-Pacific in the state. And let's look at the rationale.
Well, let's look at the rationale because, I mean, part of what bothers me here is that, okay, so Daimler, according to your argument, and certainly it's not an unfounded argument, is representing a trend to go away from general jurisdiction. It doesn't want to have a corporation like Georgia-Pacific being at home everywhere, notwithstanding the arguments made in Justice Sotomayor's dissent. And so in place of that, to the extent that the courts are going to find jurisdiction, personal jurisdiction on a corporation, it's going to have to be through specific jurisdiction. And so now if we're going to really confine specific jurisdiction, it seems to me that we have a trend to keep people away from the courts, which is not a good thing. Okay, so if you can't get general jurisdiction because you've got to have somebody at home in a particular place and people can't be at home all over the place. Now you think specific jurisdiction is the door that's supposed to open for me here. But it isn't going to open either because, you know, the way that you're articulating the test tends to confine that and to give pretty much no meaning to related to that doesn't mean arising out of, because arising out of is also a but-for test. So but for this, wouldn't have happened.
Your Honor.
Where does this corporation get sued?
Obviously, it could be sued where the claim arose, which is in Fort Pierre, South Dakota, where the events at issue allegedly took place. Or it could be sued where it is, where its principal place of business is, depending upon what the corporation is, or in this case, in Delaware, where Georgia-Pacific is incorporated. And we've talked about the rationale. The rationale is a limitation on state power, state adjudicatory power. And in order for the state to exercise its power over a defendant, the defendant has to take some action in the state that is connected to the suit in question so as to justify that exercise of power. And in this case, if Georgia-Pacific never even came to Washington at all of the same events would have happened.
I understand that. I'm just trying to understand why that follows from the previous remarks. I mean, Georgia-Pacific has had historically and apparently still has a huge presence in the state of Washington. And in this particular case, it has sold these exact same products as part of a comprehensive scheme of marketing that wants to get these products sold and wants to take advantage of the laws of the state of Washington. So it's not like the state of Washington is just kind of throwing itself out there and say, come one, come all, we want to have everybody sue here.
But, Your Honor, Justice Ginsburg said both in Goodyear and in Daimler that to say that every state where a defendant sells products should be open for any claim that arises in the country, no matter where, is grasping and exorbitant and a violation of due process. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Your Honors, I would point out that not a single word was articulated regarding the fairness or unfairness requiring Georgia-Pacific to litigate this claim in Washington, where it has litigated hundreds and hundreds of claims involving the same product. With respect to the issue of Goodyear, both Goodyear and
Are there other claims that have been litigated here that have similar facts?
Not in this record, Judge. As an officer of the court, I can answer yes, but that's not in this record.
Okay.
But the issue here is Goodyear and Daimler both deal with the issue of general jurisdiction.
Well, they also address specific.
Well, Daimler does. Daimler does not. Daimler explicitly.
No, Goodyear does.
Goodyear does, but significantly, the sales in Goodyear are what this court referred to in LG as anomalous, transitory, not part of a unified marketing scheme, not part of what Judge Dwyer...
Do we have evidence that it was part of a marketing scheme in this record?
I believe this record does support that conclusion. Truckloads of materials being marketed over a sustained period of time. As Judge Dwyer indicated or wrote in LG, there was a Georgia-Pacific products were ubiquitously sold in the United States, including in the state of Washington. I want to point out the risk, the logical consequence of Georgia-Pacific's argument and the holding of the trial court would be piecemeal litigation in numerous jurisdictions around the country. This panel is well familiar with the fact that most asbestos cases involve multiple products in multiple locations over extended periods of time. And under the and this court in LG, relying on Burger King, specifically talked about the interstate interests in judicial efficiency. Under
that,
the whole
that can be there are ways of dealing with that, aren't there? I mean, aren't there sometimes massive asbestos litigation cases that take place in one particular forum for a convenience case, even though people have filed them all over the place?
Conceivably, yes. But Judge, under this holding. If you had someone who was exposed to one product in Texas, another in Illinois, and a third in Massachusetts, and then moved into Washington, even though all of those products were ubiquitous in Washington, the individual under this holding would have to file three separate actions in three separate jurisdictions, resulting in potentially
right,
inconsistent
only
results.
Look at fairness, maybe you'd right. You'd have your argument. But as counsel points out, I mean, the question is, this is a coercive act by the state of Washington is the use of state power.
It is indeed.
To take jurisdiction over somebody, whether they're a person or a corporation, and what gives the state of Washington the right to do that is the question to this defendant who doesn't live here anymore, if it ever did, and did nothing other than just let its products fall into the state of Washington.
Well,
products didn't do anything.
This defendant engaged in identical conduct in Washington as in South Dakota, marketed the same products, and has continued to hold itself out and be subject to litigation in Washington. The related to jurisdiction, Your Honor, you correctly pointed out, this is an emerging area of the law arising out of the restriction of general jurisdiction. I would commend to the court the University of California Davis Law Review article that's been cited in our materials that I think provides an appropriate path forward for this court. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, State versus AI.